In January 2009, while most people were going about their ordinary lives, a programmer named Hal Finney sat at his computer downloading software that would change financial history. After several crashes and restarts, he finally got Bitcoin running and mined 50 of the first coins ever created. Though worthless at the time, Hal speculated they might one day be worth millions if Bitcoin became the world's dominant payment system. This wasn't just wishful thinking. Bitcoin emerged as a direct response to the 2008 financial crisis, with its first transaction block containing a New York Times headline about bank bailouts encoded within it. The message was clear. Here was an alternative to government-controlled currencies that had failed so many. Bitcoin's creator, the mysterious Satoshi Nakamoto, had solved a problem that had stumped cryptographers for decades: how to create digital money that couldn't be copied or double-spent without relying on central authorities. The solution was revolutionary. A public ledger, the blockchain, maintained across thousands of computers worldwide, with new transactions added through a competitive computational process that rewarded successful miners with newly created bitcoins. What made Bitcoin truly different wasn't just its technical design, but its philosophical underpinning. Here was money with a fixed supply cap of 21 million coins, immune to the inflationary policies that had eroded savings throughout history. For early adopters, this wasn't merely a new payment method. It represented nothing less than the separation of money and state. Bitcoin emerged from decades of work by cypherpunks, digital privacy advocates, who believed cryptography could rebalance power between individuals and institutions. These thinkers developed tools like PGP encryption while pursuing their ultimate goal: private digital money that wouldn't require banks or reveal users' identities. Throughout 2009, Bitcoin struggled for adoption. Most coins were generated by Satoshi's computers with virtually no transactions. The first Bitcoin-to-dollar exchange occurred when New Liberty Standard bought 5,050 Bitcoins for $5.02 via PayPal, valuing them at roughly 1,000 Bitcoins per dollar. The first real-world purchase came in May 2010, when programmer Laszlo Hanek paid 10,000 bitcoins for two Papa John's pizzas, now celebrated as Bitcoin Pizza Day. At today's prices, these might be history's most expensive pizzas, but the purchase proved Bitcoin could function as money. Around this time, Gavin Anderson created the Bitcoin Faucet, a website giving away 5 free bitcoins to anyone who registered. Unlike many early adopters drawn by libertarian politics, Gavin appreciated Bitcoin for its elegant, decentralized design. His diplomatic skills would later prove invaluable as the community grew and fractured. Bitcoin's first major growth spurt occurred in mid-2010 after being featured on Slashdot, with downloads jumping from 3,000 to over 20,000 in a month. Jed McCaleb converted his dormant domain mtgox.com into a Bitcoin exchange to meet demand, though this centralized authority contradicted Bitcoin's decentralized principles. In 2011, Ross Ulbricht's Silk Road Marketplace significantly expanded Bitcoin's real-world use by combining the Tor Anonymity Network with Bitcoin's pseudonymous payments to create an underground drug marketplace. When Gawker published a story about Silk Road, Bitcoin's price surged past $15, revealing the close relationship between the dark marketplace and cryptocurrency's value. The community split between those who saw Silk Road as proof of Bitcoin censorship resistance and others concerned about negative attention. These fears materialized when Senator Chuck Schumer denounced Silk Road and described Bitcoin as money laundering, ironically triggering another price surge to $30. Bitcoin faced serious tests when mtgox was hacked in June 2011, causing prices to plummet from $17 to 1 penny in under an hour. Two more exchanges collapsed shortly after. One lost customer funds when its founder accidentally deleted private keys, and another's operator disappeared with all deposits. These incidents highlighted Bitcoin's fundamental design trade-off. Complete control without government interference meant permanent loss if private keys were lost. By 2013, Bitcoin's international appeal became evident. In China, BTC China gained momentum when Bobby Li, a Stanford graduate with Yahoo and Walmart experience, became CEO. Li saw opportunity not in libertarian ideologies, but in circumventing China's restrictive capital controls that limited citizens to moving only $50,000 out of the country annually. In Argentina, where financial mismanagement had destroyed trust in the peso, Bitcoin offered practical solutions. At the Bitcoin Argentina conference, startups like BitPagos helped businesses bypass expensive financial barriers. BitPagos solved merchants' problems with fees and unfavorable exchange rates by taking credit card payments in dollars, converting them to Bitcoin, and transferring them directly to merchants. Bitcoin's revolutionary nature stemmed from its adaptability. In developed economies, it served as an alternative financial system and inflation hedge. In countries with unstable currencies or restrictive controls, it provided practical solutions to everyday financial problems. For ideological supporters, it represented financial sovereignty and freedom from government oversight. By 2014, Bitcoin had begun attracting serious institutional interest. Wall Street narrowly focused on payment systems, while Silicon Valley envisioned Bitcoin's broader potential. Marc Andreessen explained the enormous gulf between public perception and technologists' vision. Not just a payment network, but a solution for international remittances, financial inclusion for the unbanked, and a medium of exchange between intelligent machines. Major financial institutions became fascinated with blockchain technology while remaining hostile to Bitcoin itself. J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon spoke derisively about Bitcoin, yet simultaneously maintained a secret Bitcoin working group exploring blockchain applications. This group collaborated with other banks on an experimental blockchain designed to replace systems like Visa and wire transfers. Meanwhile, Bitcoin mining evolved from a laptop hobby into an industrial enterprise, with companies like Bitfury establishing data centers in locations with cheap energy, such as Georgia and Iceland. The ecosystem professionalized rapidly as venture capital flowed into exchanges, wallet processors, and payment processors. Bitcoin's journey from obscure cryptographic experiment to global financial phenomenon is remarkable. Despite numerous setbacks, exchange hacks, regulatory crackdowns, price volatility, and criminal associations, Bitcoin demonstrated extraordinary resilience, consistently rebounding from seemingly fatal blows. Bitcoin introduced blockchain technology, an innovation with applications beyond currency. By solving the Byzantine generals problem through its consensus mechanism, it created a trustless system between unrelated parties without central authorities, potentially transforming supply chain management, voting systems, and more. The Bitcoin story is also human, a visionary Satoshi Nakamoto who disappeared after creating something revolutionary, early adopters like Hal Finney who recognized its potential, and entrepreneurs who built a global community around a radical idea. Whether Bitcoin succeeds as mainstream currency or remains a niche asset, its impact on our conception of money, trust, and value has proven transformative. The concept of decentralized digital currency has permanently entered our consciousness, inspiring thousands of cryptocurrency projects and forcing institutions to reconsider fundamental assumptions about money. What began among cryptography enthusiasts has evolved into a movement challenging our basic assumptions about what money is and who should control it. In a world of increasingly concentrated financial power, Bitcoin offers an alternative vision: money by the people, for the people, with no permission required.